If you're looking to dive into the world of family entertainment business, but find yourself dazed and confused by the challenges of evaluating a current business as an opportunity, or if you're ready to dial up the profitability of your own business, then this podcast is for you. Own and Run Family Fun for Profit podcast will explore the ins and outs of the family entertainment business. Tim Murphy, the CEO of Boomer Parks himself, is joined by a fantastic lineup of industry professionals and insiders that will share their expert insights and advice. So here's your host, Tim Murphy.
So I think there's a lot of things going on in the industry out there that I don't believe a lot of operators are thinking about. And one is to operate at your maximum efficiency. And why do I say that? Well, obviously you want to make more money and you want to be more profitable. It allows you to pay more bills or, you know, do new projects, bring in new attractions. But I think one of the things you really need to think about as an operator is what's the long-term effect if I don't do some of these things? And that might be attracting capital. If you're looking for capital to, say, buy out a property, I've talked recently to real estate investment trusts and private equity firms that are looking to get into the family entertainment space or amusement space. And with it, they're looking for good operators that they're willing to put their money behind. This is no different than the old days of going to a bank and borrowing money, but we're talking some serious dollars when they want to buy multiple properties on your behalf as a real estate investment trust or a private equity firm. They're looking for good operators. Well, when I say good operators, what are you putting to the bottom line? First off, are you making more sales? Of those sales, every dollar taken in, are you putting more to the bottom line or are you wasting more money? Are you wasting more money on labor? Are you making more money on labor? When I say that is, for every dollar taken in, are you only doing what your marginal payroll costs are as an increase for that revenue? Or did you overspend? Did you put more people on than you needed to? One of the things I talked about with the real estate investment trust is things we've done at Boomers this year is we've really focused on safety. And when I say safety, there's a lot of things we do with safety. One is, you know, safety committee meetings, inspections of the parks, making sure things get fixed, retraining individuals and our team members to make sure that they're doing the right thing, but also taking care of the guests and taking care of the other team members. Well, sometimes when you do that and you have low claims, your costs are going to go down for insurance purposes. Well, luckily for us this year, our insurance did go down by nearly 22%, where others in the industry I'm hearing are going up. So there's a lot to be said. So for every dollar I take in, I spend less on insurance now going out. Things you need to think about. Well, those that have money are looking for places to place their money and place bets on those that are willing to expand this industry, whether it's a family entertainment center, a water park, an amusement park, theme park, what have you. They're looking for good operators that are going to go out there and make more money. Yes, number one, but two, putting more money to the bottom line in terms of profit. So you have to really think about when you put in food and beverage into your organization, are you putting in enough things that are going to add more value? Or are you just costing your company more money with food costs? Know your food costs. Know where you should stand. Most restaurants in a restaurant world are doing about 25 to 35% profit. I focus on 20% in all my parks. And if you know your food cost, and what is your food cost? How do you calculate this? It's your revenue for food and sales. It's your food cost divided by your revenue that you take in. And that's your percent. So where do you land? Well, we land under 20% in most of our parks. And we shoot for that all the time. And that gives us more money to the bottom line. Same thing with insurance. We really focus in on insurance. We made our parks safer. We try to do all the things we could do. And good, astute operators like real estate investment trusts, private equity firms, other investors are going to look for good operators like that to know that they know their cost. I've had people say, hey, look at my financial statements. Let me know where you see some problems. And I look all over and go, it's all over the place. You have problems. You're not focused on any one line item. You're not focused on increasing sales. You're not focused on every line item of those sales. When I say line item, the per cap that you have for your admissions, your arcade, your food and beverage, your retail. And then what are your costs associated with it? Can you do better with these costs? These are things that you need to really focus on. But what's really interesting to me There's a lot of money out there that want to go into the space, but they're only looking for good operators, just not mediocre operators or average operators. They're looking for really good operators to understand their cost inside and out. When you know your labor, when you know your insurance, when you know your claims you might have from general liability or workers' compensation issues, when you know your occupancy is low, when you know your food cost is low, you know you're a good operator. And that's something that's going to attract a lot of capital out there if you'll just focus in on the details of each of the line items. Now, I don't remember who said this, but the devil is in the details. And at the end of the day, if you don't know your details, you're not going to be a good operator. You do need to understand how to add and subtract. You don't have to have a full accounting degree. You don't have to have a master's degree in finance, but you do have to understand your numbers inside and out so that you can make quick decisions to add new products that are only going to help you increase your revenue, but also increase your profitability. I had a product that I was just looking at just recently. It's an opportunity to expand my food sales. And with my food sales, I could have a new product to deliver products a little bit better to our guests. And hopefully they could travel and transport with that food. Well, the only reason I'll do this is if it's going to lower or keep my food costs in the same area. I may increase my sales, but if it's going to cost me more to make the food, deliver it, get it out to the guest, well, that doesn't make sense to bring it on. I want to keep my food costs where it's at, under 20% or lower. And what are the things I need to do to keep doing that? I look for new products, new ways of delivering it. So you have to think through your retail, how you present your arcade, how you market your redemption, how you do your liquor, beer, and wine, how you do your food and beverage, how you do your pricing. That's going to add up more value to you. And at the end of the day, I don't care if you double your income, but if you don't have more EBITDA or profit to your bottom line, it's not going to help you at all. Be profitable in every guest. Think through this, and you'll see big fellas or big groups out there that want to invest into your company and maybe expand your business, from real estate investment trusts who will lend you money for the land, to private equity folks or other investors out there that want to get on with you because they see what you're doing as an operator. This is very critical to really change what you're doing and really be focusing on your system. Thank you.
That's it for today's episode of Own and Run Family Fun for Profit. Head it over to iTunes or wherever you subscribe to your podcasts. One lucky listener every single week that posts a review on iTunes will win a chance in the grand prize drawing, a $15,000 private VIP day with Tim Murphy himself. Be sure to head on over to ownandrunfamilyfun.com and pick up a free copy of Tim Murphy's gift and join us on the next episode.